It was amazing when I experienced what Troy was telling this morning of how God was telling him that there's no miracles in heaven. Because you see, he said, let heaven invade earth. Let it be as it is in heaven right here on earth. And for us, most of the time we think, you know, that things just happen to people like Aldo who experienced heaven. No, God said, I've sent my son. I've sent my spirit. These are the days of wonders. These are the days that his spirit is poured upon us. And we need to live heaven on earth. The kingdom is upon you. The kingdom is within you. God's kingdom is right here this morning. You see, miracle signs and wonders, it's not for one day. It's not for when revival falls out. That stadiums that you saw there, that is South Africa. They fill up stadiums just to worship God. But revival is right here, right this moment in you. That's revival. Revival is when the Spirit of the mighty God lives in you and His light and His glory is upon you. That is revival. Revival is not one day. Revival is right here in your spirit. Your spirit being one with God's spirit. That's revival. We need to be one with God. And I'm asking you today, this is why I'm sending you by God. God loves America so much. He loves America so much. God loves you. He truly loves you. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's going to supernaturally provide to His children. Supernaturally. The problem for America at this moment right now is their eyes are on man and not on God. Many children of God are sitting in this country and they're discussing people. They're discussing ministers and ministries that have been fallen. You see, your eyes are on man. Your eyes are not on God. Doesn't matter what man did. Doesn't matter what they are still doing. Doesn't matter what's happening in the politics. When your eyes are on God, you will run this race. I'm here to ask you this morning, there's two kinds of people. I'm asking you today, are you willing to do great things for God? But God is looking for someone else. He's looking for someone that will do the impossible for God. You see, money can do great things. I've seen many great things in my life that people built with money. But the impossible, you can only do with God. That's it. And that is what God is looking for. He's looking for people that can live in the impossible. And you will be only available to do the impossible for God if you see the unseeable, the invisible. You will only be able to see the invisible if you look into God's eyes. There you see the invisible. And those who see the invisible is able to do the impossible. But when you look on the news and you look into and you look into the eyes of people and man, you will not be able to do the impossible for God. You see, and I want to read the scripture to you in Matthew 14, where Peter and the disciples were on the boat with Jesus. After sending them home, he went up the hill by himself to pray. That was Jesus. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were troubled far away from land. Far away from land on the river, on the sea. For a strong wind has risen. And I know we all experience a strong wind at this moment in life. And they were fighting the heavy waves. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, I tell you, 3 o'clock on the sea with heavy wind and storms. It's not a joke. And all of a sudden, they saw Jesus come towards them, walking on the water, doing the impossible. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were full of fear. Until today, when people do the impossible and people walk on the water and people live in the kingdom of God, people don't like it. They get afraid of that person. But Jesus, they were afraid and they cried out, "Is this a ghost?" But Jesus spoke to them at once and he said to them this word. And this is the word for you today. Don't be afraid. He says, take courage. I am here. He says, I'm in the storm. I'm right here. And then Peter called to him. You see, the whole church is sitting here today, but only Peter called to him. Only one called out. God wants to do the impossible in your life, but you need to call out. He's not going to come and do it for you. You need to call out. So Peter called out. He says, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you. And God is saying to you today, come. The message this weekend was come. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Come. But the church is sitting. The church is waiting. The church is waiting for the revival. I tell you, go. You need to go. You need to press in. You need to touch God. He's on the throne. You need to go. So Peter said, Lord, take my hand. Only Peter said that. He took his hand. Jesus says these words. He says, come. So Peter went over to the side of the boat. He took the step and he walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified. And then he began to sink. But he shouted again and he shouted the right words. He says, Lord Jesus, save me. He didn't look to man. He didn't look to the disciples. He didn't. Because you're not going to find hope in man's eyes. You see, when my son was lying there and they put the machines off and they said, there's no hope for you, Mrs. McPherson. And I cried out to the doctors and they said, there's no hope. And I fell on my knees and I said, Jesus. He bitched. That's the word you were looking for. Jesus immediately reached out and he grabbed him and he said to the others, you that have so little faith. Jesus says, why did you doubt me? Why did you doubt me? When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. You see, you just need Jesus on your boat. And then the disciples start worshiping him. The first thing that you need to do is to ask. Jesus is looking for people that is willing to do the impossible for him. There in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, I minister there a lot of times, and there's a certain area. There's a certain area where we don't go. We know you're not allowed to go there because there's man-eaters. Cannibals, what are you, cannibals? They eat man. So there was oil, and then the helicopters came. They shut the helicopters down. So people know, don't go near that area. Whenever we go minister there, they say, you go, don't go there. Those people eat man. So this woman, she decided, God spoke to her. God said to her, go there. She went to a pastor. She says, pastor, you need to bless me. I'm going to go to that area at the side of Kuala Lumpur. I'm going to go there. He says, no, you're not going to go there. She said, Sir, God told me to go. He said, that's impossible. She said, sir, you're right. He wants us to do the impossible. And so she went. And off she went, and they prayed for her. And the guy that lifted her down, they couldn't land it with the helicopter. They couldn't go close because they shot the helicopters down. They eat the man. So they, at a very far place, they dropped her out of a long cable. They dropped her down. And the guy cried. He says, my dear, he says, you know, I'm a father of many children. He says, now I'm leaving you here. You're so thin. You're so tiny. You know, rather send me and they can have a feast. He says, but you know, now I'm sending you and it feels like I'm signing your death certificate. She says, sir, don't worry. God is sending me and God wants me to do the impossible for him. He already showed me the invisible. I see what I have to go and do. I know, sir. So they put her down there. They said, you know, 3 days. We're going to give you 3 days. After 3 days, we're going to come back and we're going to raise the cable again. And if you're not there, we'll understand and we know. After 3 days, they came back and there she stood with a lot of men, 70 to be correct, around her. They couldn't believe. They couldn't believe. They went down. You see, nobody knew that cannibals don't eat women. Yes, but God knew that. Nobody knew that they believe that one day God will send a woman king down from heaven to them. So as she arrived, they all fell on their knees and they tried to start worshiping her. She says, no, no, no. I've been sent by the living God. And 70 of them gave their heart to the Lord. Are you willing to do the impossible for God? Or are you just here to do great things for God? Because the churches around the world are full of people that do great things for God. Full. But you can count on your finger people that do the impossible for God. Because you see, to do the impossible for God, you need faith. You need faith. The Word of God says you can go boldly to the throne of grace with a heart fully trusting Him. And that is why not many people go in. You need a heart fully trusting Him. Of all the Israelites, why did only two enter in the promised land? A heart fully trusting Him. And you can't trust someone if you don't love someone. You see, to know Him is to love Him. And the moment you love Him, you'll trust Him. And this is the problem around the world. Don't think it's only in America, it's around the world. I come from Africa, and all these African people that are here, you make me feel so at home. I love you. I love you. Because you see, the people in Africa, when you go there, you don't want to go come back. When Aldous finished with school, I want to go to Africa. I want to set up a place there for him to minister. I want to go to Africa. Because you see, they're not attached by the things of the world. Those people just want God. They just want God. They just trust God. They don't care about man and what man says. You see, you don't need to be worried what's going on in your school. You need to worry about your child. That's alone. That's it. Because if your child is full of God's Spirit, God will guide step by step by step, and the Spirit of God will bring the people to your child. We need to be filled with the Spirit of God. The first thing Peter did, the right thing, he asked. He says, Jesus, help me. Jesus, if it's you, take me to you. Jesus, if this is you, I want to live with you in the impossible. I want to live with you in the supernatural. And if you tell me today it's not possible to live in the Spirit as Paul asked us, and he says, live in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the desires of the flesh. It is possible. I see it every day with my child. I can't say I live there yet, but I know, I see him. It's possible. It's possible. God would not tell you something to do in this word if it's not possible. But the only way how to do it is to be in Christ. To be in Christ, you need to die. You need to get out of the way. Second thing, you need to get out of the boat. Faith without works is dead. That's good to have faith. But if you don't do something about it, it's wasting time. It's wasting time. Third thing, even though he saw the wind, he was terrified. But he saw the wind. You see, we are moved by what we see. But in the kingdom of God, we're not moved by what we see. We don't live by sight, but by faith. We don't live by sight, but by faith. And you can ask me, how can I be so bold? I'll show you just now. December, my child nearly died. He nearly died in my arms for the second time. I saw how he was going down too. I saw how he couldn't talk. He couldn't walk. He could do nothing. He was so sick. I didn't be moved by that. I said, Lord, I'm a woman who stand on your word. I'll stand on your word. You see, and I only spoke into his spirit. I did not speak to his mouth, to his face. I only spoke into his spirit. And he kept on writing, Mom, thank you for speaking into my spirit. Please don't stop. I hear you. Keep on speaking into my spirit. Your child can be any place around the world. You can speak word into his spirit. You can give him word, 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 word. But we're so quick to say nothing works. God's word works always. Take your eyes off the conditions. Pray all the time. You see, while I'm preaching now, you need to pray in your spirit. What is your spirit doing right now? While I'm talking, you need to pray in your spirit. If you don't have a language yet, you can worship God. That is bringing heaven to earth. Choose faith and not fear. Jesus says, I want to help you, you who have little faith. You have little faith. I'm here to help you. Just give me your hand. But you keep on trying yourself. You keep on trying yourself. You keep on looking at people. And this ministry did this again. And this man of God did that again. And this one did that again. Stop it. Look at God, man. Man will always fail you. Because we are just man. But that's why God sent his son. The moment Jesus got back with them in the boat, the storm was calm. You see, there can still be wind outside, but when Jesus fills your heart, there's peace inside of you. Peace is not determined by what your situation is. Peace is Christ in you. That's peace. John 16:33 says, you will have difficulties in this world, but in me, you'll have perfect peace. He never said he won't have difficulties. The disciples worshipped him as soon as he got in them, and the peace filled them. I want you to show, he raised me up. I want you to show my life of my child, how there was no hope at all. No hope at all, and what God is doing today. It didn't happen in a day. It's 5 years now. And this is what God is saying to us today. He is the hope of the world.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on storms.
This is the God that we serve, and He's alive. You see, there will always be storms. But God is alive. He's alive. And I've learned so much things in my life through this storm. I've learned to walk on water. And I've learned that when you walk on water, there's no man involved. It's your spirit connected to God's spirit. The problem is we've been nourished too much the soul dimension instead of the spirit. And today I want to bless your spirit. Because to me and to God, that's the only thing that's important. It's your spirit. Church of the North Coast, I speak to your spirit man right now. I call your spirit to attention. Listen what the Word of God is saying to you. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear. You have not received any other spirit than God's spirit, the spirit of sonship. And by that spirit, you can cry, Church of the North Coast. You can say, Abba, Father, I'm your child. Now, if you are His child, you are His heirs. You are co-heirs of God, co-heirs of Christ. If indeed we share in His sufferings in order that we may also share in His glory, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that we will reveal in Him. Church of the North Coast, the Spirit of the Father gives witness that you are His Son and you are led by His Spirit. And I bless your spirit today. I bless your spirit of sonship and with a mindset of sonship. I bless you with embracing the problems with the confidence that God is in your problems and that God will give you the grace to solve them and to overcome them. I bless your spirit with a deep heart identity as God's very own child, His children. Surely loved in His family, calling Abba Father, dear Father. I bless your spirit of sonship that does not make you slaves to fear. And I break the power of fear in your spirit today in Jesus' name. I bless you with a settled assurance that He has a future and a hope for you here in America. That He has written your days in His book with love. Your best interest is God's interest. I bless you with being filled with a deep knowledge that your Abba Father knows you. He knows your needs. He knows everything about you. And your Abba Father, He loves you. He loves you greatly. It's now for you to open your spirit man. To open your spirit man and say, Lord Jesus, I want to walk on the water with you. I want to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh any longer. I don't want to live in the soul dimension and nourish my soul. I want to nourish my spirit. I want to train my spirit. Just as Paul said to Timothy, he says, you keep on busy training your physical. He says, start training your spirit in godliness. By training your spirit, you will stay in Christ. You will start getting in love with Him. In love with Him. You will be led by the Spirit of God. And I want to just give you an example. From last year, June, till December, Aldo got very sick. Very, very sick. He didn't have bladder control anymore. He couldn't speak clear anymore. He didn't know who he was. When I was here last year, October, my son was so sick at home. I'm not sure if I did even tell you that. He didn't know his name. So sick he was. He got epileptic every night. Blue, his eyes went over, and then every night he would have no breath. And the morning he will write, he says, I was in heaven, but God says no to Jesus, take him back. His work is not finished yet. He was in and out of heaven, and we went on and on and on. And December, me and the kids went to our beach house. For a week I was alone there with him, with the kids, and I realized this one day, today my child is going to die. He's not going to make it. For 24/7, he spoke nothing that you can understand. He took his head and he knocked it on the floor and on the walls. He was in another state. He hurt us all. He was gone. He couldn't eat anymore. No blood and nothing. He was gone. I ran to the beach. I said, Father God, you know, a year after our accident, I was so in need of you, but not in love with you. Just as Aldo was writing last week, he says, tell America they want God's hand, but not his heart. You see, I was there. But then I went on my knees. I said, Lord, I'm not there anymore. I love you. I love you. Unconditionally. Doesn't matter what, Lord. You can take him right now. I love you. I love you unconditionally. I said, Lord, but I will stand on your word. You said, Psalm 119, this is the promise that we can stand on. I said, Lord, just help me. I don't know what's going on with my son. He's busy dying. I went back to the home and he was busy writing. Maybe you can put the slides quickly on. We have a couple of minutes. He was writing. He said this words while he was writing. He wrote it down. He says, ma'am, God, Jesus just showed me there's water on my brain. He says, you must take me quickly to the hospital. There's water on my brain. We took him there. They took x-rays. They didn't even speak to us. They rushed him in for an immediate operation. His ventricles was this big. Since day one, they've never put a shunt in. They were supposed to put a shunt in. So the moment we took him in and that was the operation. So they put a shunt in and he was fine. Immediately he was fine. So 2 weeks after that, he got sick again. I looked at him and said, what's wrong with you? He couldn't speak. He was gone again. I said, go on your knees and ask Holy Spirit what's wrong with you. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit will lead you and tell you. I said, ask Holy Spirit what's wrong with you. He come up, he writes, he says, ma'am, Holy Spirit says the pump is shut, is blocked. You need to take me back. It's blocked. I phoned the doctor. I said, the pump is blocked. He says, how many years did you study? He says, bring him in. So I showed them the letter. I showed them the first time the letter. I showed them the second time the letter. They made a second operation. Open the brain, open here. The shunt was blocked. You see, you need Holy Spirit. You cannot live without Holy Spirit. You need to be led by Holy Spirit. He was 2 weeks fine, and then he got sick again. I said, go on your knees and ask Holy Spirit what's going on. He comes back. He writes. He says, ma'am, wisdom says don't stress. He says, my body refused the pump. We just need antibiotics. You need Holy Spirit. You need to be led by Holy Spirit. That was him. You can go. After that, you can go. After that, he was writing. He says, mom and dad, I'm much better. Do you know that Jesus and the angels were in the operating room? Do you know I will get healed with a great speed? My work will start now. Jesus wants to take me now to heaven. I will write later. That's normal. Go. You go. Go. You must. When I go, you just go. Our time is running. You go. 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 For Aldo to pray, that is normal. We just came back from Cape Town. It's 12 hours drive. You can go from Cape Town. Stop there. From Cape Town to our house, 12 hours drive. You can go on my website. I took a photo. I couldn't help. I took a photo of him in the bus. We've got a little combi bus driving with the far trips. He sat with his Bible. If 10 hours, it's not much. He sat with his word. He sat with his word. He wrote that night. He says, my Bible is like new wine to me. It gives me wisdom. Don't ever take my word away from me. Wait, you see that picture? This is how someone looks when you worship in the Spirit. You're not moved by what's going on around you. That was on dinner table. We had Shabbat. He's not moved by the food. When you worship in the Spirit, you're one with God. You don't look at your watch. You're not moved by what you see or the chair or whatever. You're there. That's living in the Spirit. Go. That was when he was so sick. He was just praying all the time. Go. 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 He's all the time in the Word. Go. 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 Him and his friend Bradley, this is how he looks nowadays. That was a couple of weeks ago. Go. Him and his dad. Go. Go. That's little Josh just worshiping in the Spirit. Go. When in the mornings when they leave school, they anoint each other's spirits. Go. Go. You can run through, go. Go. Friday afternoons, you just go to a place. He never go to the Western places where I go, where the rich are. He said to me the other day, I said, when are you coming to minister with me in these churches? He says, no, I'll go where you invite the lame, the poor. He says, I'll go there. Invite the lame, the poor mom. I'll go there. You see, they're hungry. They're hungry. The Western churches are not hungry. The key to enter and to live in God's presence is a hunger. A hunger. Nobody can sell you a hunger. You need to have it. Go. Go. That was when I was in Mexico earlier this year. I was there for the day at the orphanage, and at the end of the day, the Lord spoke to me. He says, go and help them in the kitchen. As I got there, the floor was very dirty, and I really did this. Holy Spirit asked me, sorry, did you say something? I said, no, nothing. He said, what did you say? I said, no, really, nothing. He said, you said something. I said, He says, well, get water and wash it. I said, Lord, I'd rather repent. I repent. He says, get water and wash this floor. And as I bent my knees and I washed the floor, the Spirit of God came over me. And I cried, and this children cried with me. He said these words to me. He said, whenever you serve, know I will be there. You said you haven't experienced God? Go and serve. You can go. And that's my family, my beautiful husband and my two children. We're still building a mosaic of our future. And I praise God that we are still walking on the water. Although it's next year, his last year of school. And I pray to God for a place in Africa. And this is my heart, to go there and get a place for him to minister from there. And he always keep on saying, Mom, invite the lame, the poor. Invite them, Mom, because God wants to serve the hungry. He wants them to eat the bread of life. And I praise God for this opportunity to be here with you. And I want to thank Pastor Tina, and I want to thank Pastor Louis and Troy and all the family for all your love, and Sue and Paul and everybody. You know, your love. I thank you all for that. Our second book we just finished, I couldn't bring because it's too heavy. We have DVDs at the back, but the book you can download on my website on ebook. It's only going to be in 2 months' time on Amazon. But the second book is powerful. It's awesome. If you don't know, if you haven't received the Holy Spirit and you want to give to somebody that haven't received the Holy Spirit, just give them the book. It's filled with God's Spirit. Let's pray. Father God, how we love you. How we love you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Father, we're going to watch this DVD now with how we say, yes, Lord. We want to be your bride. We want to be your warrior servant bride. And Jesus, I thank you for your blood. I thank you that we have an opportunity to say yes. You can put it louder. Louder. And this is a song from Africa just for you. We love you, Jesus. Che mo fa sorriso Yena sera le nete aho ya tsana le ena. Put it louder, thank you.
I'm יבוסם מוכני
Father, we bless you, Lord. We're going to end up with a song. Lord, we say yes. We want to be part of you. And I bless you, Church of the North Coast. May God bless you and be with you.
Hallelujah. Church, God is doing something all over the world. All over the world, He's doing something. And we want to be a part of it. Amen. We don't want to leave here without allowing you the privilege of sowing seed into her ministry. It's an amazing thing, the presence of God that she carries. You know, when we sang that song there, when that song came on, I had the privilege of being there in the company of 75,000 plus at Loftus Stadium. What you saw in that video at the beginning was Loftus Stadium, where 75,000 gathered to worship. Miraculous, the presence of God and what she's doing. And God's doing it here. And so if you'd like to sow into our ministry, we want to give you that opportunity now to do that. The ushers are coming. Just give out of however the Lord leads you this morning. As you prepare that, I want to let you know that we want to pray for you this morning. Our altar ministers are going to come after we give worship. If you have need this morning, we want to stand and agree with you for those needs. Let's take a second and just allow the Lord to speak. Just give Him a minute. You may need to respond to the message that you heard. Just want to encourage you, don't get discouraged by it. It's a strong word. The only way you can accomplish that sort of lifestyle is to let go of the life you now possess. It's to live in a different dimension. It's to divide spirit from soul. And oftentimes a word like that comes, and what we need to do as God's people is respond to it in covenant form. That means we many times need to visit an altar to make a covenant with God and say, God, from this day forward, my life will never be the same. This marks a turning point in my life where I divide spirit from soul. I let go of things from my past and I embrace the things of my future. And many times we need to respond, and so we want to give you that opportunity to respond. We're God's people, and when we err, we need to repent. When we've been going in the wrong direction, we need to come before the Father and say, I realize I've made an error. I've been led in the wrong way, but now I'm adjusting my sails and I choose to repent. We're going to give you the opportunity to come forward in just a minute.